Dragon Hotel Association. NWA joins us now, Bradley. It's nice to talk to you again. Who do you see as being the winner and the loser in this from your perspective?
Well, I think the biggest losers, Russell, are going to be those employees that don't actually want to be full-time but want the benefit of casual work. In our sector, as Carolyn just mentioned a moment ago, 75% or 70% of our industry is casual, and that's because the vast majority of them want to have that flexibility. Often they're students or they're people who've got second and third jobs. They're looking to pick up extra work to pay off and enter a mortgage earlier, or they're in a circumstances where they need extra work and they're looking for that casual ability to be rostered in a way that suits them. I appreciate that Carolyn's probably got members of the union that are wanting to be permanent employees, and normally union members are permanent employees and they're full-time, but in the main, the vast majority of casuals are not union members. I mean, union membership in this country is only about 4 or 5% at max across the board, and particularly in terms of the hospitality sector, it's probably even lower. And the reality for us is that businesses can't sustain paying an extra 25% loading and then on top of that, pay those casual employees all of these other benefits that Carolyn just acknowledged a moment ago is part of why the 25% loading is there, and that is to compensate instead of having the annual leave or the sick leave or the other benefits that come with it.
Are you suggesting, though, that you talk about that 70% of your workforce are casual? Are you suggesting the majority of them would prefer to stay casual? Because as Pete points out on the text, it's impossible to get a home loan, for instance, if you're a casual worker. I mean, people want security.
Most 19 to 25-year-olds are not looking for a home loan, Nadia. And that's a very large percentage of that casual workforce. If people are looking for permanency, there are positions within the industry that do provide permanency as well. And we're often trying to encourage staff to upgrade their qualifications, to look at becoming supervisors, to upgrade where they position themselves within the industry. I mean, the other reality for all of us is this decision has come at the worst possible time. When 70% to 80% of our businesses are not even open yet. And we don't know what the future looks like. And the consequences of this decision at this timing are just another nail in the coffin for the hospitality sector if we're not careful. And I think we need to be very, very, very careful about whether this decision is allowed to stay in law. I mean, most businesses have worked under the operation or an understanding that casuals are provided with an extra bonus of 25% loading, and that compensates them.
If it stayed where you had to pay that 25% loading as well as the benefits, and I appreciate this ruling only came out yesterday, do you know financially the impact that would have on your sector?
Well, you're looking at effectively another 25% cost in wages across the board when there's 75% of the staff labour costs is casual. So okay. Imagine what that is like, particularly for small businesses running cafes and restaurants that are hardly making any money for themselves. It's not exactly a highly profitable sector, and particularly at the moment, people are just struggling to just basically pay themselves a basic wage.
And so does that mean it could cost jobs?
Oh, it would definitely cost jobs. There's no doubt about it. It would cost jobs across the board. It would mean reduced services for the public in terms of the service levels because of less staff being rostered. And there would be tens of thousands of West Australians, young West Australians, particularly students, who are looking for that part-time flexibility that, you know, need to be able to drop shifts when they've got exams coming up. The other side of it is, you know, the flexibility that's needed by our hotel sector when there's banquets, when there's functions, when there's events. We need to have a casual workforce that can be ramped up or ramped down according to the very nature of how the industry operates. It's not possible to run an industry without that ability to have that high flexibility that in its very self, its very inherent nature, is highly flexible and has huge peaks and troughs like we have at the moment.
Does it mean that casual workers would disappear completely? Or is this just saying this is an opportunity for employees to be offered permanent status to get the benefits that come with it without the loading, which will still then free up the casual worker for those opportunities that you're talking about that are sort of seasonal or, you know, even, you know, event by event driven?
Well, Russell, I think the point you make is a good one, because it would mean that there would be a total restructure of the balance of the full-time, permanent, part-time, casual workforce. And it would mean the way in which we look at the industry at the moment would undergo a total upheaval with a much more greater focus on permanent and part-time staff, as opposed to the risk of having that casual scenario with those additional loadings. Mm. But the inflexibility that comes with that would mean that that events and other functions and the peaks and troughs that we try to accommodate with public expectation become a lot more rigid. So people would be required to, you know, for instance, you know, pay and book in advance for functions, for dinners, for even just casual dining, to give guarantee as to understanding as to what a restaurant's capacity is going to be. You know, gone are the days you can just rock up at a restaurant and think that you're going to have that flexibility. If the flexibility goes out the door for the employer to roster up and down staff without understanding, you know, a week in advance, if we have to know a week or 2 weeks in advance what how many guests we're going to have on a particular night, then there's going to be an expectation that the public also has to lock into that as well. And that's just not the way hospitality works.
Yeah. Hey, as always, good to talk to you. Bradley Woods there, the CEO of the Australian Hotels Association.